नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 17-18। पुलकांगो अतिनिवृतः आनंदसंप्लवे लीनो नापश्यं उभयं मुने रूपं भगवतो यत्तं मना कांतं सुचापहं अपश्यं सहसोत्तत्ते वैकल्या दुर्मणा इव। प्रेमातीवर निर्भिन्ना
पुलकांगो चुनिवृतः
आनंद संप्लवे लीनो
नापश्यं उभयं मुने रूपं भगवतो यत्तं मानाकांतं
सुचापहं
अपश्यं
सहसोत्तस्ते वैक्लव्या दुर्मना इव। प्रेमा लव अतिभर एक्सेसिव निर्भिन्ना
स्पेशली
डिस्टिंग्विश ओके फीलिंग्स ऑफ हैप्पीनेस अंग डिफरेंट बॉडीली पार्ट्स अतिनिवृतः बीइंग फुल्ली ओवरवेल्म्ड आनंद एक्सेसिव संप्लवे इन द ओशन ऑफ
लीना
एब्सॉर्ब्ड इन
नॉट
अपश्यम
कुड्सी
उभयम बोथ मुने
ओ व्यासदेव
रूपम
फॉर्म
भगवतो ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड
एज इट इज
तत् दैट मनः
ऑफ
द माइंड
कांतम
एज इट डिजायर्स शुच अपहम वैनिशिंग ऑल डिस्पैरिटी अपश्यन विदाउट सीइंग सहसा ऑल ऑफ अ सडन उत्तस्थे गॉट अप वैक्लव्यात् बीइंग पर्टर्ब्ड दुर्मना हैविंग लॉस्ट द डिजायरेबल इव एज इट वेयर। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद
जय श्री प्रभुपाद।
ओ व्यासदेव एट दैट टाइम being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. The transcendental form of Lord as it is satisfied the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Please repeat. O Vyasa Deva. At that time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness. Every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy. I could not see both myself and the Lord. The transcendental form of the Lord. As it is. Satisfies the mind's desire. At once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form. I suddenly got up. Being perturbed, as is usual, when one loses that which is desirable. Spiritual feelings of happiness and intense ecstasies have no mundane comparison. Therefore, it is very difficult to give expression to such feelings. We can just have a glimpse of such ecstasy in the words of Sri Narada Muni. Each and every part of the body or senses has its particular function. After seeing the Lord, all the senses become fully awakened to render service unto the Lord, because in the liberated state, the senses are fully efficient in serving the Lord. As such, in the transcendental ecstasy, it so happened that the senses became separately enlivened to serve the Lord. This being so, Narada Muni lost himself in seeing both himself and the Lord simultaneously. That the Lord is not formless is experienced by Narada Muni, but his form is completely different from all forms of our material experience. For the whole duration of our life, we go see different forms in the material world, but none of them is just apt to satisfy the mind, nor can any one of them vanish all perturbance of the mind. These are the special features of the transcendental form of the Lord. And one who has once seen that form is not satisfied with anything else. No form in the material world can any longer satisfy the seer. That the Lord is formless or impersonal means that he has nothing like a material form and is not like many material personalities. As spiritual beings having eternal relations with the transcendental form of the Lord, we are life after life searching after that form of the Lord, and we are not satisfied by any other form of material appeasement. Narada Muni got a glimpse of this, but having not seen it again, he became perturbed and stood up all of a sudden to search it out. What we desire life after life was obtained by Narada Muni, and losing sight of him again was certainly a great shock for him. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swami Niti Namine Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschasya Desha Tarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Prematibhir Nirbhinna Pulakango Utinivrita Ananda Samplave Lino Na pashyam ubhayam mune rupam bhagvato yattan mana kantam suchapaham apashyan sahasotasthe vaklavya durmana iva. O Vyasadeva, at that time, being exceedingly overpowered by feelings of happiness, every part of my body became separately enlivened. Being absorbed in an ocean of ecstasy, I could not see both myself and the Lord. The transcendental form of the Lord, as it is, satisfies the mind's desire and at once erases all mental incongruities. Upon losing that form, I suddenly got up, being perturbed, as is usual when one loses that which is desirable. Narada Muni is now explaining his experience when he had the glimpse of the Lord within his heart, because he was meditating. He didn't see the Lord, he just saw him within his heart. And but just that glimpse gave him such a wonderful experience. So you can see now, he has this experience of seeing the Lord and again losing his sight. So simultaneously, you know, like immediately, not simultaneously, one following the other. And when he sees the Lord, he says, all the limbs of my body got enlivened. That's very interesting, because I don't know, somebody may say that yes, I experienced like that, but it's very, very difficult to experience to that level when every limb of the body gets excited. You know, we have sometimes hair standing at end and tears coming, etc., etc. But this is something, because we don't know. We can only imagine Narada's situation. We don't know how he, what will happen to us when we see the Lord. And the thing is that if we see the Lord, then there should be nothing else left to see. Because what is there compared to that? Sometimes people say, oh, I saw the Lord, you know, like that, you know, so. And then he's still continuing doing what he's doing. Like Narada, after seeing Lord, we'll see in next verses that his life changes totally. You know? And naturally, when he saw and then suddenly Krishna disappeared from within his heart also. So he suddenly got up and he became very, very disturbed. Why he was disturbed? And he's giving the example. He says, it is very natural, he says, that when we lose something very precious or what we desire, then naturally we become disturbed. People get disturbed by $50, one shirt, one shoe, one, you know, like you can see, whatever is very, they are attached to something, you know, losing a family member. From there, I mean, the degree can be anything. But how many of us will have this experience that, oh, I mean, I missed the something, you know, for example, we missed some service. How many times we feel bad about it, you know, that really, bad in the sense, real bad, that, oh, I should never have done this, I should never have missed this opportunity. Sometimes we feel, yes, sometimes we feel definitely. But here, Narada is instructing that we should all desire ultimately to see that form. Of course, Srila Prabhupada said, I want to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna wants to see me. But he is at a different level, you know, we are now nowhere near him. So we definitely, at least I have the desire to have his darshan one day. I don't know when, how many millions of time, lifetimes we take, but at least the desire is there. And like Dhruva Maharaj, you know, he just had the darshan and that's it. He forgot everything else. So unless, when people ask me that, and I always ask them this question, I said, did you stop doing all your nonsense after that? What do you mean by that? I said, yeah, you are describing all this by holding a cup of coffee in your hand, you know, and then saying that, oh, I saw the Lord and this and that, you know. Because there are some people who by their siddhi, they can give you the glimpse, you know, like the, somebody says, oh, I was part of that Rasa Leela, you know, I saw that, Krishna was there. You can imagine, if somebody sees Rasa Leela, how can he be still alive and, you know, do mundane material things. It's very important that we desire and then cherish. And here Srila Prabhupada, I mean another thing he says, when you see the Lord, you know, and when your whole body is excited, in ecstasy, and you start shedding tears automatically. A lot of time, you know, you see the deities and you start shedding tears. And then when you are shedding tears, your vision becomes not so clear. So you come to have darshan and you cannot have darshan now. But of course at that time, even that darshan through the tears is also so ecstatic. Isn't it? That you don't mind. Especially, I mean this the form and formula. Prabhupada says, it was Narada's desire to see the form of the Lord. That's what Prabhupada says. But that is different. And then that the Lord is not formless is experienced by Narada Muni. He is not formless. You know that people say Nirakara, Nirguna. But his form is different. That we know. These are the special, what is that? We see so many things in the material world. We get some pleasure, no doubt. But that pleasure goes. So it's not so significant, you know, you get some pleasure and then it goes. Rather have some pleasure which never goes, you know, like just thinking about that, you can lead the rest of your life. Just living in that moment. You know? That's why when sometimes devotees say, or somebody asks, oh, I lost interest. How should I revive my interest in chanting or, you know, anything? Any devotional service. And then the acharyas say that you just remember those happy moments that you had, you know. That one moment of nice kirtan or nice prasadam or nice darshan, or, you know, just go back into that. And then immediately you will feel much better. So now he is not satisfied. And he is just expressing to Vyasadeva that, I had that, but you know what? The separation is too much. And we can see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in the mood of separation. That's why he took the form of Radharani, because that separation is a different ecstasy. You know? And Krishna wanted to experience himself. What is this separation? How people are so attached to me even in separation? There is no better example than Radharani. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that. And here, Narada Muni, just by that one separation, his determination to see the Lord in totality for a longer period, you know, and face to face, he conducted his life like that. That's really what we should do. We should have that single-minded focus on our ultimate goal. And that's why Prabhupada, in his purports, Bhagavad Gita, anywhere, how many times he uses the word back to Godhead? Going back to Godhead. What is so big about back to Godhead? Because when you are back to Godhead, then you are away from all nonsense, you know, like that 24/7 you are enjoying that bliss. So, okay. Let me stop here. Somebody wants to say something?
So, Prabhupada said.
Prabhupada said something and I repeated and that's it. I'm happy.
I guess if we focus on going back to that enjoyment in the spiritual world, you wouldn't be so concerned about the trivial happiness we find here. Because it's sometimes the opposite. Most people think that spiritual life or God or spiritual, they don't really think about it, and A lot of times you think it's like an imaginary type of thing people talk about.
That's called a hallucination.
Yeah. It's interesting, once like we hear topics in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam, like in the 11th canto, 10th canto, and things like that, gives more description of the spiritual world. We can actually focus our minds more on that. But sometimes we get so caught up in trivial pursuits in the material. Like so many people get so much into the news, so much to the degree that that's all they do. And so they get so distracted just by that, they don't even have a single moment to think about the conception of the spiritual world.
Interestingly, they hear the same news after every half an hour, you know. Because
same thing.
They repeat. They cannot create a new news every half an hour, you know.
Yeah, it's certainly even in the even in newspaper, some people read the newspaper and it's basically all the same thing. It's like how much news can you get in. I mean, I found myself really doing it a lot too. I found that the best thing is just if you want to find news, just go on the internet, see the headlines in the front thing, and bus, that's it.
I know.
But we get so consumed about like every little aspect of what's happening in the material world that it takes so much energy. We don't have spend any time about things like the spiritual, which are more beneficial.
That's true. I mean, at every level, you know, in our discussions, anywhere, you know, you're talking to somebody, we stray away and we just go into some nonsensical subject matters, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
so spend so much time on that, you know, and giving expert opinion on everything.
Yeah, those such trivial things distract us from the real point of life. And it's even interesting here that he's saying in that purport that how Narada Muni was feeling great joy, great spiritual ecstasy, and so he kept searching for it, kept going for it. Because in the short time I've been devoted, I've experienced those moments like you said, like in Kirtan or during certain types of things, you feel really satisfied. But the thing is, we don't try to, at least I should say, I don't really try to maintain that, which you can do every day. And be self-satisfied in this world as well as the next world, you know.
That's why we get overwhelmed with other situations, you know, very fast. Very fast, you know, we just into it and we're out of it, and we're into it and we're out of it, you know, and that's why this whole Prabhupada designed this whole program in the morning, that by practice, regular practice, a day can come when you become spontaneous, you know, from regulated to spontaneous.
Yeah, I know, I can definitely feel a difference when I don't do my program, not when I do. So there's something to it, for sure.
Jai Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavatam ki jai.